I shrug painfully. What can I say? There seems to be a positive correlation in my life between people telling me to talk to you and horrible things happening to me. I mean, it's not as if I make a habit of letting random nightmares with too many tentacles come along on a date, is it? Parenthetically speaking, I add hastily. Huh. Well then, got any ideas as to why this is happening, Mr. Spy Guy? I am not a spy, I say, nettled. And the answer is right in front of my pointy nose if I'd bloody well focus on it, I suddenly realize. Yes, she prompts, noticing my pause. Those guys who officially didn't abduct you. I take a sip of coffee and wince. I'm not used to the instant stuff she uses. And who weren't officially talking about sacrificing you. I want you to tell me everything you didn't officially tell anyone who debriefed you. Like the whole truth. What makes you think I didn't tell... She stops. Because you were afraid nobody would believe you. Because you were afraid they'd think you were a nut. Because there were no witnesses and nobody wanted to believe anything had happened to you in the first place because they'd have to fill in too many forms in triplicate and that would be bad. Because you didn't owe the bastards anything for fucking up your life, if you'll excuse my French. I wave a hand in the general direction of the doorway. I believe you. I know something really stinks around here. If I can figure out what it is, stopping it features high on my list of priorities. Is that enough for you? Mo grimaces, a strikingly ugly expression. What's to say? Lots. Your call. If you won't tell me what happened, I can't try and sort things out for you. She sips her coffee as it cools. After we met, I went home thinking everything was going to be okay. You or the Foreign Office or whoever would sort things out so I could come home. It was all just a mix-up, right? I'd get my visa sorted out and be allowed to go back home without any more problems. Another mouthful of coffee. I walked back to my condo. That's one of the things I liked about UCSC. The town's small enough you can walk anywhere. You don't have to drive, as long as you don't mind getting to SF being a royal pain. I was turning over a problem I'm working on, a way to integrate my probability formalism with Dempster-Shafer logic. Anyhow, I stopped off at a convenience store to buy some stuff I was running out of, and who should I run into but David? At least, I thought it was David. She frowns. I thought he was out east, and I really didn't want to see him anyway. I mean, I'm over him. He's history. What makes you think it wasn't your ex-husband? I ask. Nothing at the time. He just turned round from the counter and smiled at me and said, "Can I give you a lift home?" And I sort of... She trails off. It offered you a lift home, I echo. What do you mean, it? I close my eyes. You got yourself into some really smelly shit there. Say some son of a bitch wants to abduct somebody. They have to get a victim profile, samples from the victim. It's not simple, not just messing around with hair or fingernail clippings for the DNA. But suppose they get it. Then they invoke, generate a vector field oriented on the victims. Yeah, I'll take that bit on trust. Okay then, I'll give you some references tomorrow. Basically, it's what used to be called an incubus, a demon lover. Something the victim won't resist because they don't want to resist. It's not actually a demon, it's just a hallucination, like a website generated by customer relationship management software from hell. A lure? Yes, that's it exactly. A lure. I placed my unfinished mug down between my feet. She shudders, looks worried. Maybe I wasn't over him as thoroughly as I wanted to be. I know the feeling, I say, thinking of Mary. She shakes herself. Anyway, next thing I know, I'm sitting in the back of a Lincoln and some guy I don't know who's wearing a Nehru suit and a beard is sticking a pistol in my side. And he says something like, "American bitch, you have been selected for a great honor." And I say, "I'm not American," and he just sneers.